Ken sidles up to the very low-to-the-ground sushi bar and places his order.
And I like extra wasabi, too. Thank you.
And he'll get what he wants. He knows the chefs. His grandkids, 2-year-old Alex and 3-year-old Sophie, grab the plastic sushi, chopsticks, fish, and soup and hand it across the counter to Grandpa. They'd come across the new exhibit while on a day at the Children's Discovery Museum.
Since I am of Japanese ancestry, I'd want to check it out.
It's an excellent opportunity for families to come and expose their children to maybe where they're from, where their grandparents are from.
Cecilia Clark speaks for the museum.
I had a woman call me the other day that was coming here on a field trip, and she said, oh, my children are half Japanese, but we haven't been to Japan, and so I want to bring them to this exhibit and celebrate with them and also teach them a little bit about Japan and Japanese culture.
As you walk in, you're on the bustling streets of Tokyo with a kawaii dress-up area complete with bright silk kimonos and feather boas and a big hit.
Now, everybody knows what karaoke is, but karaoke was created in Japan. So there's a karaoke booth that children can go in and grab a microphone and sing to a variety of songs that are in English and Japanese.
Then around the corner, you're taken to a peaceful Japanese countryside with a Shinto shrine, a big wishing tree, and an arched bridge.
The museum has a long history and a deep commitment to providing cultural exhibitions and cultural events at the museum because we live in one of the most diverse areas in the world.
Hello from Japan was developed by the Children's Museum of Manhattan and may have another life after this one somewhere else. Clark says each of these exhibits takes so much to produce, it's common for them to travel from city to city after they're perfected. You can find out the museum's hours and pricing on their website. The exhibit runs through Labor Day weekend. Back at the sushi counter, Sophie and I are talking food.
Do you like to eat sushi?
Yeah, I love sushi.
Oh, do you have a favorite?
Well, Papa favorites are little eights and big eights.
She knows her sushi, but compared to Grandpa, she still has a lot to learn.
Oh, here, right here.
Not that a wasabi. It's
the green stuff.
No, this is a wasabi.
No, that's a ebi shrimp.
Papa, pretend that's wasabi.
Okay.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.